It should never happen. He was courtside. He witnessed it. He would have been heartbroken. But the Kings led by 16 at the final change against Illawarra and got beat, not by one or two, but got beat easily by four. Brad Rosen, what happened?
Morning, boys. Yes, it's been a tough night. It was, look, it was a great game. Sydney, of course, came out of the blocks. Their new signing, Jerome Randall, last year's MVP, was everything everyone expected and more. He finished with 28 points. He was unbelievable. He did everything he could to get a win. He had six rebounds for them. He did a great job. But unfortunately, Illawarra were just phenomenal at the end. Came back 16 down, took them to overtime, and they won.
Yeah, of course. Were they phenomenal or the Kings lose the plot?
Look, a bit of both, I guess. I mean, Illawarra are one of those teams, and they did it last week in Adelaide. They were down by nine at three-quarter time in Adelaide, and they came back and they beat Adelaide, the same thing. When they get on a roll, Illawarra are one of these teams that is just so hard to stop. Rodney Clark, AJ Ogilvie, they just keep going. Conga, Demetrius Conga, they were just great. And look, a bit of both. I think Sydney ran out of legs. Jerome Rand, just remember, only landed a couple of days ago and had to play 42 minutes.
Yeah, that's...
It's still without Kevin Lynch.
So, I mean, let's say there was some positive... Apart from blowing a 16-point lead, there were some positive signs.
Look, there definitely was. There was enough there to be able to say, look, they can get this done. Obviously, the situation they're in is not great, and they've set that up now where they're struggling, you know, and they're going to make it hard. But they can go, like, if they get 11, 12, 13 wins, they've still got 7 or 8 losses up their sleeve that they can get. Now, I know that sounds a tough gig, but the way they look last night, if they can gel and get it right, oh, they're going to be very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. When does Gazy's job come under pressure?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one because Andrew Gaze, I mean, he's still, you know, as they say, young as a coach. And I know the talk around the NBL is the longer he coaches, the better it will be because you just learn on the job and you get so good. And he's so passionate and he's so good and the players love playing for him. But look, every loss is putting pressure on the whole club. There's no question about that. I mean, you've got ownership, groups, you've got, you know, CEOs, general managers and everyone. But I think, you know, they've done the right thing that they've done now. I think there'll always be talk of coaches because that's what happens when they lose and things like that. But I think right now it just needs to be put to the side, let him play the season out. Bringing in a new coach is not going to make any difference now to what they could have done before. So just let him go, see how the season goes, and I hope for their sake they'll turn it around and get some wins.
Yep, exactly. Now, you're solid, mate. Your best roughie of the weekend.
Well, it's going to be an easy one. My best roughie, and you're going to think I'm crazy, Sydney to beat Adelaide on Saturday night in Adelaide. Now, I'm back
They've been a bit of a bogey team, haven't they, Adelaide?
They've been tough. Now, I was there in Adelaide, and they've had some tough times. And they're struggling a little bit as well. Sydney, I saw some signs last night that they could be really good. So I just think Jerome Randall going back home, he'll have a game under his belt, so he'll be better for the run. Look, it's for the punters. I'm out there for you, boys. Just get him a win. $2.45 on the pain. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, $2.65, actually.
Yeah, even better, even better. And your best bet is the Kiwis up against Brisbane, $1.25.
Yeah, I think this could be a cricket score. I think, you know, they could beat Slats' record. I mean, that thing could go anywhere. You know, Brisbane are playing tonight, and then they've got to fly across. They're playing against Perth, then they've got to fly across to play New Zealand. Yeah, I don't like the looks of that one for them.
All right, Kings, we've got to stay positive, Brad. Take us out.
Yeah, they will be fine. They'll go Saturday night. They'll get a win. Go those Kings!
Go those Kings!
Thank you, Brad. Have a great week, mate.
He's solid.
Brad Rose.